What's happening, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Avery Speaks. Avery Speaks is a podcast empowering our families and communities. Avery Speaks can also be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Anchor, iHeartRadio, and many other major platforms. Also, don't forget that I'm a best-selling author of 6 inspirational books, and you can purchase autographed copies at averywashington.com. Okay, on today's episode, I want to speak about women's empowerment or self-degradation in the music industry today. So, is it women's empowerment or self-degradation when women partake in misogyny in the music industry today? And also, by me being a father of 3 beautiful daughters, I want to speak about how this misogynistic music is affecting our young women in our communities, in our culture. So stay tuned. I'll be right back. There was a time when hip-hop was the music that was empowering to our people. It was informative to our people. It enlightened our people on so many different things that was going on in the world. It was about showing how intelligent you were, showing how smart you were, showing how socially conscious you were. But at some point it took a turn, and a lot of misogynistic music was made. You know, we had groups like 2 Live Crew making misogynistic music. And now in 2020, most of the rappers today are making misogynistic music that is very degrading to our women. And we know that it is wrong. And now our women are also making misogynistic music about themselves. And as a man, I don't understand when women say that when they make that misogynistic music about themselves, that it's empowering, that is women's empowerment. So that's something that I really don't understand. I don't understand how it is empowering for a woman to sing lyrics like in a Megan Thee Stallion song where she said she wants the man to hit the little thing in the back of her throat with his penis. I don't see how that's empowering to anyone. And by me having 3 daughters and raising 3 daughters, it's one thing to hear a man saying it, which is totally wrong. And as a man, I teach my daughters how they should be treated. I teach them about what's disrespectful and not to allow a man to disrespect them. So by my daughters growing up and listening to me teach them about how they should be respected and what disrespect sounds like coming from a man, they understood that. But now the game is flipped to where they hear women, you know, women who look like them saying very degrading things about themselves. And as a father, I just see that as a bad message coming from a woman, you know, speaking ill about herself. And I just don't understand how that can be empowering to that woman or to other women. So I hope someone can chime in and help me understand. Now, I'm going to be totally honest with you from a man's perspective, and you may not agree with it, but when men see women behave the way in a misogynistic manner, when we see women carry themselves in a misogynistic manner, most men will have little respect for that woman. And everybody deserves respect. I'm not saying the way you carry yourself is the way you should be treated. We all should treat each other with respect. But for those who are going to treat people the way they carry themselves, carrying yourself in a misogynistic manner, most men are going to treat you that way. If you say you want a man to hit you in the back of your throat with, you know, his penis, that's what he's going to think about. He's not going to think about how intelligent you are, how smart you are. You know, if you're going to tell a man a thing about how you want him to bang you from the back or do this or do that, anything sexual, you know, what you're doing is you're inviting him to approach you in a sexual manner. And, you know, a lot of people will say, well, just because she dressed like that doesn't mean she needs to be approached that way. But truthfully, in reality, is that men do approach women the way they carry themselves. You know, if a woman has on a nice, elegant dress, a man will approach her in a nice, mature, respectful way. But if she's bending over and shaking her ass and everything like that, I mean, a man is not going to approach her in that respectful manner. And I'm not saying that women should be treated the way they carry themselves, but that is inviting. When you speak sexually, provocatively about yourself, because he's thinking that that's what you want, and he's trying to give you what he wants and what he thinks you want. So we got to take a look at it like this. These women like Megan Thee Stallion and SZA and all these women singing all of these sexual songs, you know, like SZA is singing about how she wants to sleep with another woman's man on the weekend. We know that that's inviting a lot of trouble. And a lot of you will say, oh, it's just a song. But it's not just a song. A lot of young girls are singing these songs with pride, and they're acting out on it because they think it's cool. They think it's the new trend. And even though their parents are supposed to be the ones to give them advice, give them guidance, a lot of kids are influenced by these entertainers. And these entertainers might not even be like their music. They might be totally different. We understand that misogyny brings in a lot of money in the music industry. So by bringing in so much money in the music industry, a lot of these artists might go outside of themselves just to make a check. But, you know, we as a culture, I think we have a responsibility, because I'm a creator also of content, to put out content that's going to inspire, that's going to be empowering. And like I said, maybe I'm missing something, but as a man and as a father of three daughters, I clearly don't see the women's empowerment when women are participating in misogyny in the music industry. Like I said earlier, I am a creator of content, and you know, I'm raising three beautiful young black girls to be beautiful young women. And I was raised by a beautiful black woman. So, you know, I'm not a woman, but as a man, raising three beautiful girls, being raised by a beautiful black woman, married to a beautiful black woman also, all of my content is about empowering women. I'm always writing books about how beautiful black women are, you know, how intelligent black women are. And to me, that is empowering messaging. I don't understand how hitting the back of your throat with a man's penis is empowering. How can we go from your intelligence to your beauty to somebody slapping you in the back of the throat with their penis? I just don't understand that at all. Also, you know, singing about sleeping with other women's men, you know, putting yourself second, basically, putting yourself in danger and harm's way. I just don't see how that's empowering at all. So I just think that we have to stop accepting these negative messages and stop embracing them as women's empowerment. Even if you want to listen to these songs, that's fine and dandy. Everybody has a choice. But I just don't understand how these songs could be labeled women's empowerment. How people can say that women are empowering themselves with these lyrics. You know, and if someone can explain it to me, please do so. But I will continue to bring you positive content that's uplifting, that's empowering, that's informative, and I'm going to give you the true opinion from a positive black male's perspective on things that are happening in our community. Just in case you haven't heard a black male speak on these issues, I will continue to bring them forward to you. Thank you once again for joining me on another great episode of Avery Speaks. Avery Speaks is a podcast empowering our families and communities. So don't forget to hit the subscribe button, share, and listen. Also, don't forget, if you want to donate, you can make donations to Cash App at @AutherAvery1. Arthur Avery with the number one behind him. Also, don't forget that I'm a best-selling author of 6 best-selling inspirational books. You can purchase autographed copies of my inspirational books at averywashington.com. So till next time, peace and blessings.